White House clarifies pause on federal aid, says direct assistance to individuals not affected. The Office of Management and Budget's pause on federal grants, loans, and assistance will not affect Social Security, Medicare, or food stamps, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said on January 28. Leavitt clarified OMB's Monday memorandum, which suspends distributing grants, loans, and other financial assistance while the affected programs are under review. During the second Trump administration's first White House press briefing Tuesday afternoon, "This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and grant programs," she said. "The pause will not affect social assistance benefits like Medicare and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or food stamps. If you are receiving individual assistance from the federal government, you will still continue to receive that," Leavitt said. "The reason for this to ensure that every penny that is going out the door is not conflicting with the executive orders and actions that this president has taken." She said that the pause was directed at diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and Green New Deal social engineering policies. The pause will be temporary while OMB reviews the affected program's funding and whether they are necessary and in line with the president's agenda, Leavitt said. Leavitt said later in the briefing that she would provide a list of which programs were affected and how much funding had been frozen. Leavitt told reporters on Tuesday that OMB had circulated a question-and-answer document that confirms mandatory programs like Medicaid and SNAP will continue without pause. Despite OMB's statement, several state Medicaid programs reported on Tuesday that they had lost access to federal portals one day after the aid freeze announcement. Several Democratic lawmakers, including Senators Ron Wyden and Brian Schatz and Representative Maxwell Frost, reported the loss of access. "My staff has confirmed reports that Medicaid portals are down in all 50 states following last night's federal funding freeze," Wyden wrote in a post on social media platform X. Leavitt said during Tuesday's briefing that the pause will not affect Medicaid. When asked to confirm that no Medicaid recipients would see a cutoff, however, she replied, "I'll check back on that and get back to you." She later posted on X, "The White House is aware of the Medicaid website portage outage. We have confirmed no payments have been affected. They are still being processed and sent. We expect the portal will be back online shortly." Nonprofits, health groups sue over pause. After the OMB issued the aid freeze, for groups representing small businesses, nonprofits, and public health officials filed a lawsuit to challenge the Trump administration's efforts. "Will have a devastating impact on hundreds of thousands of grant recipients who depend on the inflow of grant money to fulfill their missions, pay their employees, pay their rent, and indeed, improve the day-to-day lives of the many people they work so hard to serve," the lawsuit states. The challengers, the National Council of Nonprofits, the American Public Health Association, Main Street Alliance, and SAGE, a New York LGBT nonprofit, are seeking a temporary restraining order, alleging that the Trump administration violated the Administrative Procedure Act. That law established procedural rules for how executive branch agencies implement policy. The memo fails to explain the source of OMB's purported legal authority to get every grant program in the federal government. The lawsuit continues. Algra Fredley contributed to this report.